a worshiper at heart and a person who sang in his sleep. I couldn't get into it tonight. Watching the dancing flames from the fire pit out back, I felt restless. My grandmother had been here for almost 2 weeks now, and my life had been at a standstill. The tour was on pause. The script I was sent for potential roles didn't intrigue me at all. And craziest of all, I had a woman sleeping in my bed. The only thing that felt normal was my real estate and investments business. Things were picking up with one and running smoothly with the other. Still, I was restless. Having a woman in my personal space had been taking its toll on me. Made me crave pussy. Something I could stretch the distance between having usually. Maybe it was smelling her after scent she left in the bathrooms. The lingering perfume and natural body odor from her clothes hanging in my closet. It could have been from seeing her in little shorts and braless tanks at night while we pretended to be sleeping for my grandmother. I didn't know, but my hunger couldn't be dismissed. I thought about making a call to relieve myself a few times. The fact that I didn't bothered me too. And where was Mike? He'd made this mess I'd been trying to make the best out of. Getting to know Winter wasn't the plan. Having her in my bed had never been a thought. I didn't know how long I'd be able to keep up this dog and pony act. I thought about telling my grandmother she had to go. Yeah, right. That would never happen. The woman could spit in my face and I wouldn't have the balls to kick her out. And I couldn't leave the estate for a getaway until she was ready to go back home. Winter was here. It was clear to everybody, including the public. This was our time to build the foundation for our marriage. Whatever the hell that is. Winter, baby. My grandmother's soul-reaching eyes were on Winter, who sat on the other side of the wicker sofa from me. We're always out here in the midst of praise and worship, and you stay quiet. The Lord just told me you have something you have to say. Huh? When did my grandmother even stop singing? I'd been so lost in my head, I missed it. Winter was curled up in the corner. Her feet tucked underneath her while the blanket covered her body. Her head straightened and eyes went wide. No. She was doing well, minding her business, getting lost in her head while she played along with this. Why would my grandmother provoke this girl? She'd been playing nice. How could she politely say, "Your God lied to you"? Winter's forehead creased and my stomach jumped. She rubbed her lips together as her eyes fell to the dancing flames separating us from my naive and ultra-spiritual grandmother,
who waited with determined patience.
Actually, yeah. Her frown deepened. I think. Oh, no. I swallowed, trying to prepare for a verbal cover-up. Raj and I were talking last night about purpose, Winter shared, her eyes somewhere in the distance now. And it's been eating at me all day.